Welcome into Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas leading off our program here on this Monday night. We're talking girls basketball in the listening area, and leading off our program is the head girls basketball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Marty McKinney, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we look, as your team is in holiday break here at a 2-4 record, a record that could just as easily be the other way around. You've had a couple of close losses in there in conference play to Hampton, Dumont, Cal, and Iowa Falls Alden. Your last game before break, a loss to an Algona team that is going to be near the top or at the top of the conference here in going into 2026. And when you look at how the games before break played out, just what did you see from your team and some things that you maybe saw that could have gone the other way in your team finding a way to get victories in games that ended up as losses?
Yeah, you know, we've been up and down. Started the season with a nice win against Boone, and then just went to Carroll, struggled a little bit there, but then we thought we kind of found some stuff. We had a really nice win at Humboldt, and it's been a long time since girls basketball program had gotten a win against Humboldt and played really well, scored 61 points and such, and you know, kind of felt like we're heading in the right direction. But it's just overall, you know, defensively, we feel like we're where we need to be for the most part. We feel like our defense has put us in position to win games. We just got to find ways to put the ball in the basket. We're not finishing well enough in the paint. We're not, obviously, shooting-wise, our percentages just aren't good. We're getting good shots, which I guess that's a good thing. We got to find a way to put the ball in the basket, and that's, you know, kind of the name of the game. You can do a lot of things really well, but if the ball doesn't go through the rim, it can be a struggle. But the girls are working hard. You know, we've got two wins. Last year at this point, we were sitting at zero, So we've got two to build off of, and like you said, you know, that the Hampton game and the Iowa Falls game, if we just find a way to make a couple more baskets and get a stop here and there, those games turn the other way. So, you know, that those are definitely positives that the program has moved to the point where we are expecting to win most nights out. So we've just got to build off of what we've done and try to continue to improve at both ends, but especially, you know, finishing and putting the ball in the basket.
And looking at those that really stood out here in that first half of the season, of course, Evie Davis was somebody I think a lot of people had high expectations for her coming into the year, and she's followed through to this point. 13 points per game, 13 rebounds per game. You know, she's blocking two shots per game as well. She's really been a force down low. And someone else that I think a lot of people were wondering how she would adjust to the varsity game, her first year starting, Jalen Barnabas, I think, has been really good as well, averaging 5 points, five rebounds, you know, just under two assists per game. Lovie Prusman as well is someone else that has stood out as well off the stat sheet. And when you look at those three in particular, you know, what are some things that you feel have set them apart from everyone else so far this season, and what they've been able to do on the floor?
Yeah, obviously Evie, you know, she played, started part of the year last year and played a lot as a freshman, and we were expecting a lot out of her. I think sometimes we forget that she is only a sophomore, and everything that we are doing kind of goes through her, and you know, she's done a great job, especially on the boards. You know, we kind of take for granted that she's gonna have a double-double about every night. She's up over 10 rebounds some nights, 15, 16 rebounds. So that's something you take for granted that's going to happen every night. And she started, you know, the Humboldt game, she had a monster night. I think she had 18 and 18 or something like that. And then at Algona, the second half, I thought she really played well against, as you mentioned, a quality opponent with some really good bigs to guard her. And she finished well. And that's going to be something that she's really working on, is finishing in the paint and, you know, getting her percentage, her shooting percentages up there, and getting to the free throw line more, knocking those down. So we're definitely our offense is going to revolve around her as we move forward here in the post-Christmas part of our season. And then you mentioned Jalen. She's another sophomore. She played a little bit last year, mostly JV last year. So she's stepping into a new role as a varsity player. And she's one that, you know, she hit some big shots at Humboldt that helped us win that game. And, you know, right now we're a little bit of a struggle with her shot that we're finding, but she's happened to be our point guard, which is really tough for a sophomore, but she's really getting more comfortable in that role. And she also rebounds very well. Like you said, I think you said 5 rebounds a game. So she has stepped up, and she'll get more comfortable as the year goes on. But and then Lovey is kind of our leader. She's only a junior, but at the same time, she's one of our captains. She was voted one of our captains. That's one of the, hadn't done that before with the captains, but we decided we were going to vote some captains, and she was one that was voted. She stuff that she does doesn't necessarily show up in the stat sheet, but man, defensively, she is always asked to guard the other team's best player, sometimes face guard, and she works every night, and she does those little things that give us a chance to win. So yeah, those three are definitely our leaders that we're leaning on right now.
And as we look at the schedule coming out of the holiday break, your team gets right back at it on January 3rd, a Saturday game up at Charles City, followed up with a tough contest at Clear Lake, who's currently the conference leader on the 6th. But then, you know, looking at the schedule right out of holiday break, there's some opportunity for this team going up against CGD on the 9th, going up against South Central Calhoun on the 12th, and then Southeast Valley on the 13th. Just, you know, looking at this schedule, it definitely feels like there are opportunities for this team to get back on the winning track and maybe string together a few wins here before you really dive back fully into conference play.
Yeah, we really wanted to start building some momentum now during the break. The weather has not been nice to us. I mean, all season long, it seems like we've had some issues with weather. Hadn't any games canceled, but it's messed with our practices and stuff. But yeah, we were supposed to practice this morning, but we're going to be able to go this afternoon. We were going to practice yesterday. We weren't able to, so we're trying to get some practices in here during the break so we can build that momentum. You know, where we're playing a game before we go back to school, that's always you never know what you're going to get on a Saturday afternoon if you're not in school. But I trust our girls are looking forward to that opportunity to go to Charles City on Saturday and then turn around and obviously, Clear Lake is really good. They got a great tradition there, and they're beating up on people right now. But we got some other games coming up also that we, like you said, great opportunities for us to be successful. But we're worried about us right now. We're worried about taking care of the things that we can take care of and getting better, a little bit better. We kind of zeroed in on about 4 things that we feel like if we can, and most of those are offensively, if we can get better at those things, just a few, you know, 1 or 2 more 3-point shots go down in a game, we make 4 or 5 more free throws, we finish 4 or 5 more shots in the paint, you know, those are going to be the difference in these close games that maybe we've lost, that we turn those around and turn those into wins.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the slate coming up after the holiday break, starting with Charles City.
Thanks, Quinn.
That was Marty McKinney, the head girls basketball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We talk with South Hamilton coach Mark Henderson next on 95.7 FM.